This is KUT. Members of the public testified Tuesday for the first time on three ride-hailing bills at the Texas legislature. As KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports, statewide regulations could pave the way for Uber and Lyft to return to Austin.
While two of the three bills would require drivers to undergo a name-based background check, none of them calls for drivers to be fingerprinted. Here in Austin, where fingerprinting is law, that could mean paving the way for a return of Uber and Lyft. Senator Charles Schwertner of Georgetown authored one of the bills. He told his colleagues Tuesday the need for statewide regulations comes down to public safety.
The simple fact is that drunk drivers don't stop at city limit signs. And when someone drives drunk through my community on their way home from Austin, they're putting the lives of my children and my constituents' children at risk.
Austin Councilmember Ann Kitchen testified against these bills. She led the fight here in Austin to mandate fingerprinting for drivers, rules which Uber and Lyft decided to leave town over because they said they were too onerous. Voters upheld these city council rules in a May election.
Voters being able to make their own decisions is the bedrock of liberty. Austin voters chose a system which fostered ride-hailing competition and innovation, and which delivered the safety choices they wanted.
Senator Kelly Hancock pushed Kitchen on the city's stance that fingerprint-based background checks for drivers ensure public safety. The senator asked her about the advice of Austin's police chief at the time, Art Acevedo.
So regarding additional regulations, your chief of police recommendation was?
It was centered on the fingerprinting and okay. Also...
Ms. Kitchen, I want to be very polite and respectful.
Sure.
But I already know the answer to my question. I just need you to answer it.
Kitchen's response was accurate, but Acevedo had also testified that losing ride-hailing options in the city was a bigger threat. Hancock and Kitchen sparred until he got that from her.
Would you tell me what your chief of police recommended regarding additional regulations?
TNCs are important, and I think he recommended that the TNC service is important, that TNCs are useful in reducing DUIs, and we absolutely agree with that.
Right now, there are six ride-hailing apps legally operating in Austin, but at least two of the apps have crashed during South by Southwest with its influx of visitors. Senators left the ride-hailing bills heard Tuesday pending in committee. They could pass it on to the full Senate for a vote any day now. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.